7:18, Bill and Pete, it's Wake Up Kenosha Wednesday morning, and KC Family Options, funerals and cremations at the forefront. The man himself, Steve Casey, back with us. Steve, hello.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well. Doing very well on this
Wednesday.
Well,
it could be worse. We could be in Boston.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I think we're going to get about 2 feet of snow out there, aren't we?
Well, that's why I'm here. Because I don't want to deal with that kind of business. Yeah,
well,
that's the
snowmageddon
they said we were going to get this weekend, and it didn't happen. So, good riddance
well,
to bad rubbish.
Out in the Whitecaps neighborhood, so
I heard that. But regardless of all of that, it's KC Family Options funerals and cremations. And you know, Steve, here's the thing. Last week we touched on the angels
Angels in the window. Yeah,
and we talked about
every,
that.
Every month what we do is the following month, we honor all of the families that we've served. We place an angel in the window. You can drive by, see them hanging. And then the following month, we mail the angels to the next of kin. It's kind of our way of reaching out to families and staying in touch with them. You know, we have an extensive aftercare program, which is, unparalleled in the industry. There is some contact. Other funeral homes have contact with families, you know, after the funeral, but nothing to our extent. That's always been real important to me. It's almost like completes the cycle. I mean, a lot of times we meet with a family in a pre-need situation, and then when a death takes place, that's what we call an at-need situation. And I always thought for the 35 years I've been a funeral director that we don't do enough for families after the death. I mean, obviously what happens is the priority is when a death takes place, it's conducting the funeral. There's no question about that. But then it's almost as if, and I've been in a situation where I'll be in the Piggly Wiggly, you know, like the week after the funeral, and I will have moved on to another family, and it's almost as if I don't remember who I'm even dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why we kind of created this aftercare program, and it's common in the industry, but you know, I don't know if too many funeral homes do it locally in this area, but we certainly do, and I think that's important to stay in touch with families after the fact to make
I
sure.
I think
that,
Steve, it's really important, especially during holiday time, because a lot of people, and you've had the experience with families, they're going through their first holiday season, a lot of them without loved ones, and that's a very, very tough adjustment.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, during the course of a funeral, you know, it's generally 4 or 5 days where you pretty much talk to the family every single day. I'm very particular about that. When I'm serving a family and there's a funeral, I'm going to talk to a family member every single day up until the funeral. You know, and I want to get to know them. I want to get to know their issues and things like that. But then what happens after the funeral is the contact stops. And that's always bothered me, which is why, you know, we created this aftercare program, and I think we do it very well, and I think families appreciate that because, like I said, it's a tough thing to go through the death of a loved one, and a funeral home will help you get through the first phase of it, but then what happens after the fact, you know?
Yeah, how many people at a funeral come up and say to you, you know, if you need anything, let us know, and that's a very, very nice thing to say, but, you know, there's not much follow-up, and you talk about this program, and you really are trailblazers when it comes to this, because,
you're exactly
I don't think a lot
right.
of other places make this effort.
No, and you're exactly right. I mean, that's said all the time. If you need anything, call me. Well, the family never calls anybody. What friends need to do is follow up with them after the funeral. You know,
yeah.
And that's kind of what this program does. And it makes us a little bit unusual, but I'm very proud of it. Kathy Tenuta has been running the program for the last, I think, 2 or 3 years, and she implements the Angels in the Window program and does some family follow-up for us. It's just a great program, and I'm very proud of it. And that's another thing that makes us unusual as well.
It's all good stuff. KC Family Options, funerals and cremation. Steve, I want information. How do I get that telephone number? Who do I call?
Well, you can call 653-0667. visit our website. I understand we have a presence on, what do they call it, social media?
Social media, that's it. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that, though. So.
That's okay. Call Steve. He'll get you set up.
I've got two sons in their 20s, and they handle it.
So. Perfect. Very good. Steve Casey, thanks so much. We will talk to you Monday morning, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Thank you.